So at a certain point, when kids get a little bit older, there's this way that engaging with gross stuff isn't just about curiosity. It's also about sort of finding out where the limits are, pushing the boundaries of what's okay. So, you know, lots of kids of a certain age will have burping competitions or competitions to see who can make the grossest face. And they do that in part because it's a little bit transgressive, right? But there's another layer to why we define stuff as gross. As humans, we've sort of extended the concept of disgust to morality. So the psychologist Paul Rozin would say that many of the things we categorize as gross are things that remind us that we're just animals. These are things like bodily fluids and sex and physical abnormalities and death. And the idea that we're just animals can be really unsettling because it can be this reminder of our own mortality. And that can leave many of us with this like deep existential angst. So Rozin would say that there's this way in which disgust and the avoidance of gross things becomes not just a way to protect our bodies, it becomes a way to protect our souls. And I think at a certain point, kids really begin to internalize this link between disgusting things and immorality.